Thank you for the introduction. I'm going to talk about an innovative phytoremediation technique that we are trying to develop in our laboratory to remediate TNT contaminated soils. I'm presenting this on behalf of our group, Dr. Sarkar, Dr. Datta, Praveen, and Dr. Macris. TNT is the most widely used explosive all over the world, especially after both world wars. It has been found in Europe as well as in United States. There are several TNT contaminated sites. A general account office in 2003 has reported that 15 million acres of land over this country has been contaminated with military munitions. Additionally, around 2,000 another sites are suspected of being contaminated with military contaminants. And among other military contaminants, explosives like TNT and RDX are very commonly found in these sites at very high concentrations. TNT TNT can cause both ecotoxicological as well as human health hazards, and US EPA has classified it as a Group C human carcinogen. Current remediation techniques that are available for TNT includes ex situ techniques like excavation followed by landfilling, incineration, and composting. Now, as we all know that excavation is not an environmentally recommended technique, and also it is very expensive, so as landfilling and incineration. Composting and some of other in situ techniques like bioaugmentation, remediation of TNT by bacteria and fungus is not very successful, as complete mineralization of TNT is not reported in natural conditions. So there have been found that in many sites, incomplete remediation has occurred, which generates other degraders of TNT, which are also harmful, and some can be more harmful than TNT itself. So phytoremediation is an inexpensive in situ alternative of alternative technique that can remediate TNT contaminated soils. It's environmentally safe, and also it has shown promises to remediate TNT contaminated soil and water so far. The main problem of phytoremediation of TNT, as we all know, that water solubility of a compound is a key factor that influence the uptake of any contaminant by plants. TNT is a hydrophobic compound. Its solubility is very less in water. That's why that is a potential limitation that it has been reported so far in literature. So here we propose a technique where we are going to use urea as a chaotropic agent, which will enhance the solubility of TNT at soil solutions. As a phytoremediating agent, we are going to use vetiver grass. Here, vetiver grass is a high biomass, fast-growing perennial grass, which has massive deep root system. Also, this grass can tolerate a wide range of climatic conditions. To give you an example, that it can grow at pH 3 also. So also it is both a xerophytic and a hydrophytic plant, so it can grow as well in soil as well as in water. Another advantage of using vetiver in military sites is it is also a hyper accumulator of lead. We all know that lead is another contaminant that is found in military sites because it releases from the bullets. So why we are going to use urea? As I said, that we are going to use urea as a chaotropic agent. Urea as a chaotropic agent has been used in biomolecular studies to enhance the solubility of different proteins. Chaotropic agents alter the water structure and thus reduce the thermodynamic barrier that is associated with the introduction of a hydrophobic compound, and hence increases the solubility of the compound in aqueous media. So we hypothesize that if we add urea in the system, it will enhance the solubility of TNT, and hence it will enhance the uptake of TNT by vetiver grass. Our specific objectives of this study are to determine the effectiveness of vertebrate grass in removing TNT from soil, both in presence and absence of urea, evaluate the effect of urea in chemically catalyzing TNT uptake by vertebrate grass, and determine the optimum urea application rates. This is again very important because, as we all know, that urea beyond a certain level cannot be applied applied without affecting the soil health and environmental safety. So we have selected some urea application rates which are both agronomically recommended as well as environmental safe to see the cow-tropic effectiveness of urea at these rates. In this study, we have used a soil series named Millhopper, which is an acidic sandy loam, and it has low organic matter content. It's like only 4% of organic matter content. Hence, it has a tendency to leach more TNT from it. We have done batch sorption and desorption experiment in absence of plant to see the chaotropic effect of urea in soil to make whether it is making TNT more soluble or not. The results showed that urea significantly enhanced the solubility of TNT in this soil. Based on the previous literature, we have selected three urea application rates. 125 milligram per kilogram is the minimum recommended urea application guideline. After 350 milligrams per kilogram, it is seen that many of the agricultural crops, the yield of these crops are depressed. And 1,000 milligram per kilogram is the maximum level beyond which application of urea will affect the soil health. Our experimental design includes, we have taken initial TNT concentration as 100 milligrams per kilogram. Plant concentration was kept constant as around 50 grams per kilogram. We have used two types of controls. One, TNT-free plant controls, because we want to compare the phytotoxic effect of these TNT with the TNT-amended plants. Also, we have used plant-free TNT amended controls to see whether there are bioremediation of TNT in the soil. Our sampling includes, we have done both soil samples and sampling and plant sampling. Soil samples, we have taken periodic soil samples to see the kinetics of removal of TNT by this grass from soil. We have, at the day of harvest, we have done taken two types of soils. One is rhizospheric, another is bulk. Rhizospheric soils are soils which are attached to the plant root, and bulk soil is the rest of the soil. Why we have done these two types of soil? Because some of the previous study has reported that some of the plants are exuding plant enzymes from the root, and they have shown that there is less concentration of TNT in the rhizosphere than in the bulk. So to see whether vertebrate grass also exuding some enzyme from the plant root, we have done these two type of sampling. Root and shoot samples of the plant were analyzed to see the uptake, translocation, and transformation of TNT by vertebrate grass. We have done acetonitrile, that is total extraction of TNT, by following the US EPA 8330 method. Same method were used to analyze TNT and its possible metabolites through HPLC. Liquid nitrogen extraction was done for extracting TNT and its metabolites from plants. These are the set of metabolites that we have tested to see whether we can find any plant or soil metabolites in these systems. And this is the HPLC chromatogram showing the standards. Our results showed that we have the chlorosis of leaves were observed in the treated plants. These are the two pictures taken at the day of the harvest, that is after 22 days. Control plants did not have any chlorosis, where TNT treated plants have shown some chlorosis in it. Root and shoot growth were completely normal, and we did not find any significant change in biomass between the control and the treated plants. This graph is showing the kinetics of removal of TNT by vertebrate grass from soil. In absence of urea, also, vertebrate has a high affinity for TNT. It has, after 22 days, it has removed 73% of the initial load. With increasing urea load, it removed TNT much faster than without urea. And if you see the table, you can see this is the T50. We have compared the T50 T50 here is the 50% time in which 50% TNT removal has occurred. Without any urea dose, vertebrate grass needed 18 days to reach the 50% reduction, whereas with urea, with 125, it has taken 15, with 350, it has taken 9, whereas at 1,000, it has taken only 5 days to remove 50% TNT from the soil. So this is at the day of the harvest. These are the final soil concentrations present. In absence of plant, this 30% reduction is caused by the bioremediation. And with increasing urea loads, both in rhizosphere and bulk soil, there is more decrease of TNT from the soil. Bulk soil and rhizosphere soil TNT concentrations do not vary significantly, showing that probably in this our system this plant is not exuding any enzymes at the rhizosphere zone. Also, interestingly, we have seen that within the agriculturally recommended window between 125 and 350 milligrams per kilogram urea, there is no significant difference after 22 days. So we can see that using minimum urea application rates that is recommended agriculturally, we can get sufficient urea effect, chaotropic effectiveness of urea. We found 4-ADNT and 2-ADNT, these two isomers of ADNT is aminodinitrotoluenes. We have got these in the bulk soil. Interestingly, these is found in the absence of plant, so which is again showing that it's because of the bacterial metabolism. Also, in rhizosphere, we have found only 4-ADNT and not 2-ADNT. Our results of the root analysis showed that we found both TNT and 4-ADNT present in the root. Here, 4-ADNT, we cannot say that it is produced by the plant as we found it in a soil. So probably both ADNT and 4-ADNT is taken up by the vertebrate grass. We have compared our results with the previously reported accumulators of TNT, and we have seen that we have found much more TNT present in the root of the vetiver grass compared to the previously reported studies. We have found three metabolites in the root, that is 1,355-trinitrobenzene, 4-ADNT, and 2-ADNT. So it is not only showing that vertebrate grass is translocating TNT from root to shoot, it is also degrading TNT further. So to conclude, vertebrate grass showed high affinity for TNT to remove TNT from soil, and presence of urea significantly increased the kinetics of TNT removal by soil. The minimum agronomically recommended urea dose, that is 125 milligram per kilogram, is sufficient to achieve good chaotropic effectiveness of urea. TNT not only translocated from root to shoot, also vertebrate grass has the ability to degrade it further to lesser harmful metabolites. Thank you, and if you have questions.